Yesterday, Baltimore County school officials laid out what teaching will look like today when students and teachers return to their virtual classrooms. The school system's scrambling to jumpstart the classes that have been canceled since a cyber attack last week, which rendered the school's computer system inoperable. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Speaking at a news conference at school headquarters in Towson, school superintendent Darrell Williams said it was time to get back to learning.
We have to begin this work. First, it is what we do. First and most important job is providing the best possible instruction for our students.
Williams said instruction may look and feel different today, so students and teachers should expect a different experience. Jim Corns, executive director of the school system's instructional technology department, said they've regained access to Schoology, which is where academic content is stored and managed.
Schoology is the center point of our instructional practice. And so we have been able to pivot the way that students log into it so that they can once again reconnect with their teachers.
Corns said when students log in today, they'll find their assignments and grades are still present in Schoology. Corns also said they've reestablished their connections with Google Meet, which is used to have virtual classrooms. Having both it and Schoology up and running is key.
These two are the core function of the way that we present instruction to our students and the way that we deliver curriculum to our staff. My DOIT department has been working diligently to make sure that those two systems are unaffected by this.
Yesterday, BCPS officials were available to meet with teachers and students at high schools to check devices. Corns said any device that had been infected by the ransomware attack was swapped out. Cindy Sexton, president of TAPCO, the Teachers Association of Baltimore County, said teachers are anxious to get back to their students.
They're worried, they're stressed, they're frustrated, but they're going to do the absolute best they can with the resources that they have available to them. Thank you, educators, for all you do for the students in Baltimore County.
The cyber attack began Tuesday night of last week, and classes have been canceled since then. Williams said the plan for virtual learning Wednesday is to pick up where it left off last week, but that principals will have the flexibility to make changes as students and staff return to virtual learning.
That may be conversations around social-emotional learning. That may be group meetings. We're giving that opportunity for our students and staff to reconnect, and we're giving that flexibility to our principals.
Williams said they want to return to some sense of normal.
It's important to reestablish those connections between teachers and children, between schools and families, between children and their classmates, and between students and learning.
The superintendent said IT staff will be available during the day today to deal with additional questions and concerns.
And so Mr. Corns and his team, the school staff, and their expertise will be available to help our students and staff through this week.
Williams offered no further details Tuesday about who's responsible for the ransomware attack and how it was carried out. No one from law enforcement was at the news conference.
The police are not here because they're working. They're looking at every avenue. They're working with our experts. They're working with the FBI to resolve this as quickly as possible.
As this week, like no other, unfolds for county students, teachers, and staff, they're being promised daily updates on instruction on the BCPS website. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.